The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Tavkuf Chof Aleph. The Mishnah earlier on the Tavkuf Yudzayin with Beis says the following halacha. The Mishnah says, "Hashoich behemet tmeo lo'evi kechavim. One who shechts a behemet tmeo for a goy, he shechts a non-kosher animal with kosher shechita, but it's an animal which you're not allowed to eat, but the goy intended to eat it. Umefarcheses, and at this stage the animal is still kicking, it's still moving around, its limbs are jerking around, which happens after shechita for a short time, and it's not good, it's still moving around." The halacha is mitame tumas oichlin. It is mitame tumas oichlin, which means that it's considered like a regular piece of meat. That if something else, which is tame, would touch it, it will become a rishon. It will become tame. However, avaloi tumas neveilos, but it doesn't have tumas neveilos. It's not considered like an avela, which is a dead animal that didn't have shechita. The halacha is that tumas nevela, an animal that did not have shechita, is considered an ava tumah, and even without anything touching it, it itself is considered a source of tumah, and anything that it touches will become tameh. What does this mean? What is this halacha talking about? So, in order to understand this halacha, we have to understand the halachas of tumas nevela. The Torah says that any animal, when it's alive, is not mitameh at all. Live animals are not tameh. They're not mitameh, and they're not mekabel tumah. They can't make other things tameh, and they cannot become tameh. However, once a shechita was performed, once you perform a shechita on a animal, the Torah says that shechita, doing a kosher shechita, allows a person to eat the animal, if it's a kosher animal. As well, the halacha is that shechita not only allows a person to eat the animal, it also takes off tumas nevela. Tumas nevela, the Torah says that any animal which is dead, once it's not alive anymore, once it's dead, it's an avatumah, so it's a source of tumah. But a shchuta, an animal that had a shchita, is not automatically not a nevela. A nevela, by definition, is an animal that did not have shchita, did not have a shchita kshera, and therefore, those two things are opposites. If the animal is shchuta, it's not metame tumas nevela, but it could become tame tumas oichlin, if something else touches it. An animal that did not have shchita, is a nevela, and it's an avatuma, and it makes other things tame. And at the same time, that it makes other things tame, surely, it doesn't need to be mekabel tuma from a sheretz, because either way, it makes other things tame. This halacha, that performing a shechita on an animal takes off its possibility, takes off tumas nevela, that's only true by a behema that could have a shechita, by a behema tahira, an animal that a person that you're allowed to eat, an animal that's kosher. So by shechting it, just like you make it mutter to eat, you also make it that it will not become a nevela, get the tumas nevelas. But a behema tmeya, our Mishnah is discussing an animal which is not kosher. The halacha is that even if you did a kosher shechita on such an animal, the halacha is that this animal is not considered a shchuta. It's still considered a nevela because the Torah never allows you to eat it under any circumstance. Therefore, it will be considered a nevela, even though it had a shchuta. Well, so if that's the case, so what's the Mishnah saying that why on earth is the Yisrael shechting it? The answer is that there was a guy over here and the guy wanted to eat it. And the guy wanted to eat it, and for whatever reason he wanted the Yisrael to shecht it. So the Yisrael shechted it, so the guy would be able to eat it. And now, what's the question? Obviously, once it's completely dead, once it stops moving around, it would be a time of tumas nevelis. However, the halacha is the mefarcheses, an animal that's still moving around, hareyu kechai l'chol dvara. It is, in halacha, it's considered like it's still alive. So if it's still considered still alive, so we have a dichotomy. We have two separate halachas over here. That since it's still considered like it's alive, halachically it's not a nevela. And since it's not a nevela, so it doesn't have any tumas nevela. However, the guy wants to eat it. He has in mind that he wants to eat it, so it should be considered a food. And even though it's true that live animals are not mekabel tumah, because live animals are not food, as we'll see later, Nevertheless, this animal was shechted. If you did a maisa and that showed that somebody wanted to eat it, that the guy wanted to eat it. So therefore, the Mishnah says that although it doesn't have tumas nevelis because it's still considered alive, but when it comes to tumas oichlin, when it comes to be considered a food, in order to be mekabel tuma, we say that it still has the ability to be mekabel tuma, even though it is mefarcheses, even though its limbs are still moving around. So the Gemara by us over here on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis wants to know what's the halacha regarding a different case, a different halacha. Now that we say that this animal is sort of, it has an interesting status. When it comes to the halachas of Tumas Nevela, we say it's still alive. Since it's still alive, then it's not Matam Tumas Nevelis. But when it comes to the halachas of being Mikabel Tumas Oichlin, to be considered like a food to be Mikabel Tuma, then we say it's considered like it's dead. It's like it's after Shechita, it's like it's dead. And the halacha is that it's Mikabel Tumas Oichlin, unlike a live animal. So the Gemara wants to know, Reb Zeira, the Gemara said, Reb Zeira asked Reb Sheshes the following question. There's another halacha where it makes a difference whether an animal is alive or dead. And this halacha is the halacha of Tuma Blua. Tuma Blua, the Gemara talks about, it's discussed in Mishnayis and earlier in Chulon Adaf Ayin Aleph. This is the halacha that when I have something, a kli, or something which is tahar, that was swallowed by an animal, or a person, the Gemara says, and the animal is alive, there is, the Torah says that the fact that it's inside a living being has the ability to protect it from becoming tamei. How would it become tamei anyways if it's inside the person's body? So the Gemara has different ways. The Gemara says, the Gemara discusses what happens if it touches something else when it's inside the stomach of the animal or the person. There's another possibility the Gemara discusses. What if the person or the animal were to go into the oil ames, would be underneath the same roof as a dead body? So the halacha is that everything that's underneath the same roof becomes tamei. Nevertheless, the halacha of tuma blua tells me that because it's inside a living person, therefore, it stops the tumah. The tumah does not enter. The tumah does not go in to the person's body or the animal's body. And therefore, the kli, afterwards, if the kli comes out, or you shech the animal and you take the kli out, that kli remains tahar, and that kli never became tumah. The shaila is, that's only true when the animal's alive. Once the animal is dead, once the animal is no longer alive, so then it's not considered tuma blua. Tuma blua is only by live animals, not by dead animals. So then, if the animal were to die, so then it would be underneath the same roof as a mace, then the kli inside the animal would become tamei. And we want to know, the Gemara wants to know, what's the halacha over here in this animal? We have a very interesting animal in our Mishnah. We have a case where this animal is considered alive regarding tumas nevela, but it's considered dead. And it's metame tumas oichlin, it's mekabel tumas oichlin. So we want to know what would be the halacha regarding tuma blua. Ma'al shetatzla blua and shebesoicha, is there a halacha? Do we say that when it comes to the halacha of tuma blua, do we say that the halacha of tuma blua is similar to nevela, and therefore it's still alive, and it will be metame? It will just like won't be metame tumas nevela, it won't become tame, because it's blua. Or do we say that just like it's mekabel tumas oichlin, and it's considered dead in that regard, so therefore, huadin, it will not have tumah blua. The maskon of the Gemara, over here, the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, eina matzelas al blum shebetoicha. The halacha is, Abaya says that this animal, that the yid shechted for the guy, and it's still moving around, it's mefarcheses, does not save on whatever's inside it. There's no tumah blua over here. Why? Dometama tumas oichlin. Because you see, it's the Tama Tumas Oichlin. So the Gemara compares it to Tumas Oichlin and says just like the animal is considered dead regarding Tumas Oichlin and it will be Mikabel Tuma, so too, we will say that it's not considered Tuma Blua, there's no Halacha Blua over here, and therefore, whatever is inside the stomach of this animal will become Tumi. The question is, what exactly is the Gemara's answer? What is the Gemara saying? True, that if I compare it to Tumas Oichlin, but why should I compare it more to Tumas Oichlin and not to Tumas Nevela? What's the Gemara's logic? What's the Maskan of the Gemara trying to say? Why do we compare it to Tumas Oichlin, not to Tumas Nevela? So we find, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Amar Abaye Eina Matzels, which is going on the Maskan of the Gemara, Rashi is one word. Rashi says, L'chumra. What does Rashi mean? Rashi means that when it comes down to this question, whether we should say that it's, whether the kli inside the animal should become tamei, or should not become tamei. So Rashi says that, oh, we go l'chumra. If we're not sure what the halacha is, we know, whenever we have a suffix in the deraisa, we go l'chumra, and therefore, what should we say over here when we have this kli inside this animal, we don't know whether there's a halacha of tumma blue in this case or not, so we say that we will go l'chumra, and l'chumra will tell us that the animal is considered dead and it does not say whatever's inside it, and therefore whatever is inside it will become tamei. Now, a simple reading of Rashi seems to sound like it's a suffix. The truth is that the Sefer Main of Tayach in Par Aleph, in the very beginning of the Sefer, the Main of Tayach writes that Rashi holds that the halacha is this, that we say that this animal that's mefarcheses is mekabel tumah and it's metama tumas oichlin. Rashi, he wants to understand the Rashi over here, that Rashi holds that really min ha-Torah, the animal is considered alive. We see it's not metama tumas nevela, so the animal is alive. If the animal is alive, so then the halacha should be, technically speaking, should not be mekabel tumas oichlin either. So why is it mekabel tumas oichlin? The answer is, says the main Eftayach, that Rashi holds that this, that it's mekabel tumas oichlin, is only midirabonim. Midrabbanon we consider, since people are ready to eat it, someone here is ready to eat it, so midrabbanon it's mekabel tuma. Min haTorah there's no such thing because it's still considered alive, and live things are not mekabel tuma. Midrabbanon it's metama tumas oichlin, and therefore Rashi goes on to say that the Gemara here is comparing tuma blua to tumas oichlin, and just like we're machmir and we say midrabbanon, we say that it's mekabel tumas oichlin even though min haTorah it's not, so too we will be machmir and say that although min haTorah would make sense to say that there is tuma blua and therefore it's tar, midrabbanon will say, we're going to be machmer and say that it is tame. That's how the main of Tayyuk understands Rashi. The Rashi is not saying that we're mistupik. Rashi is saying that the entire halacha, the way we explain this supposed contradiction in the Mishnah, whether we say that it's metama tumas oichum, but it's not metama tumas nevela, the way we understand that is that this, that really halachically it's considered alive, just midrabbanon for certain halachas, we consider it as if it's dead. Tosis over here has a different explanation. Tosis over here says, Tosis says, Mikol mokay metame tumas oichlin, kivon debas achiluhi. Tosis says that the reason that it's metame tumas oichlin, even though we say when it comes to other rules that we consider it alive, but Tosis says, no, the reason it's metame tumas oichlin is because it's a bas achilo. That means it's edible. Somebody is ready over here. Somebody wants to eat it. Therefore, it's the fact that somebody is ready and willing to eat it that gives it a, it's considered as a cheshivas of an oichel, of a food, and it's considered a food. So the implication is that mi'ikar adin, Tosis will hold that it's mekabel tumas oichlin. It's not only a din derabbanan that it's not, that it's mekabel tumas oichlin. It's even min haTorah that we say that it's metame tumas oichlin, even though it's not metame tumas nevela. So what we have over here is a machloigas din Rashi and Tosis. Rashi holds that when this, that the Mishnah says that this animal that's mefarcheses is mekabel tumas oichlin, it's only a din derabbanan. Min haTorah it's not mekabel tumah. Tosis seems to say that even min haTorah it's mekabel tumah, and we're going to make a split min haTorah whether we consider this animal alive or whether we consider it not alive. How do we explain this machlokes? So the truth is, we really have to take a step back and go and try to understand why is it that a live animal is not mekabel tumah. Now we said that the Torah said there's no tumas nevelas, obviously doesn't apply to a live animal. The Torah says a nevela, the definition of nevela is a carcass of an animal, it's a dead animal. So obviously a live animal is not dead. This, that live animals are not metame tumas nevela, is because that's not the definition of a nevela, is a dead animal. However, why is it that live animals are not mekabel tumas oichlin? After all, the halacha is that all foods, if they're edible, they're mekabel tumah. So true, where lemaisa we say that the animal, when it's alive, you're not going to eat the animal when it's alive. In fact, you're not allowed to eat the animal when it's alive. Maker adin. Nevertheless, it's technically, it's a food. It's just missing some preparation. The fact that you need to do some steps of preparation in order to, before you're ready to actually eat it. Why should we say that that's the reason why the animal is not mekabel tumah? So l'chayra we could say one of two explanations. It's possible to say that no, really, that svara is not a correct svara. True, when you have a food that's ready to be eaten, it's very close to being eaten, and it doesn't take much to prepare it, so that's considered a oichel. Something that in the future is going to be eaten, but it's missing so many steps in order to be eaten, that's not considered a oichel. And therefore the reason why a behema, a live animals are not mitamei tumas oichel, according to this logic, will be because it's not a oichel. There's no special halacha that tells me that live animals can't have tumas oichel. The fact that live animals don't have tumas oichel is a svara. It's a svara because it's not an oichel. That would be one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is no. The Torah says that live animals are not tamei. There's a halacha, and we'll see, it's not exactly clear where this comes from, but it's assumed all over Shas that live animals are not things that have the possibility of becoming tamei. And what will be the difference between these two svaras? The nafkamina between the two svaras will be, what will be the halacha when I have an animal that is technically, halachically, is considered alive, but it's not really alive. The animal that's mefacheses. It's after shechita and it's moving around, so halachically it will be considered alive, but technically it's not really alive and you're ready to eat it. You're all you have to do is cook it and eat it. So it's much, much closer to being eaten than the live animal. If I understand that the reason why live animals are not mekabel tumah is because they're not a oichel, because they're not ready to be eaten, so this animal is a lot closer to being eaten, so then there will be mekabel tumah. But if I say the reason why live animals are not mekabel tumah is because it's a special halacha that something which is alive is not included in the parasha of tumah, and that's why live animals don't have tumah, so it's true, maybe all live animals are considered foods. So if they're considered foods, the fact that it's halachically alive, that will tell me that it can't be mekabel tumah. L'chayr, this is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi holds that the reason why a live animal is not mekabel tumah is because it's a special halacha. For the animals that are alive are not mekabel tumah. The truth is that Tosis in Bava Kama, Divine Zion, Amid Aleph, says this almost explicitly, that the halacha is a special halacha that live animals cannot be mekabel tumah. Not only tumas oichlin, he says it in relation to other tumas. Even though there might be other possible ways where live animals might have the possibility of becoming tumah, nevertheless, the fact that it's alive tells me that it cannot be mekabel tumah. Rashi and Zvachim on Daf Tezayin Ben Aleph also says beferish that this halacha that a live animal is not mekabel tumah is not because it's not a food. It's because there's a special halacha that because it's alive, it does not have the ability to become tamei. So if that's the case, so you understand why Rashi holds that when an animal is mefarcheses, why Rashi can't say, well, now this mefarcheses, it'll be mekabel tumah min haTorah. Obviously not, because halachically it's still considered alive, so it can't be mekabel tumah. So if that's the case, Rashi has to say, like the Mein Niftach explains, that this that it's mekabel tumah is only midrabbanan. Tosis, however, over here disagrees with Rashi, and he disagrees with Tosis over there in Bava Kama. And Tosis holds that the only reason why a live animal is not mekabel tumah is because it's not our food, because people don't eat live animals, therefore it's not considered a oichel, and that's why it's not mekabel tumah. Once it's mefarcheses, so Tosis says, okay, very nice, it's halachically alive, so it's not mekabel tumah, it's the velus. But the fact that it's halachically alive, it has a chius, it's chai, that's not a reason for not mekabel tumah's oichel. So the fact that you're ready to eat it, so that taka tells you that it's mekabel tumah's oichel, and therefore according to Tosis, it'll be mekabel min haTorah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.